And if you get yourself psyched, now you see, you're going into a meeting. Instead of going into the meeting with the end in mind that you're going to have your way, you go into the meeting with the end in mind, your principle centered. And you do not know what's going to come out of it, except you know it's going to be a lot better than anything you brought to that meeting and anything they brought to the meeting. Because the dynamism of the interaction is where the real power is. That's the synergy. It's exciting. It gives insight. People learn from it. And sometimes it's almost near chaos. In fact, I tend to believe that almost all significant things happen almost near chaos. I'll bet you've learned the same thing. There's a certain magic that happens, a certain kind of chemistry. That's habit six. That's synergy, see? All three of those habits, four, five, and six, are paradigm shifts with traditional cultural practice and wisdom, particularly six, because six, the traditional concept is give a little, take a little, compromise. And seven, I suggest, therefore, the continuous improvement habit, the self-renewal habit, the sharpening the saw habit, is the only way I know to keep from suffering the effects of the second law of thermodynamics.
Stephen has indicated several direct ways in this program to incorporate the seven habits, to make them an integral part of your life, of your person. In this final section, he offers some specific action steps to get the process of living the seven habits underway.
First of all, I'd like to give a caution. Remember, you don't want to get yourself psyched from the wrong source. That is just from your public life. I would go into your secret life. I really encourage you to do that.